Sabbath blessing, everyone, on this wet over here. It's raining. Sabbath on my side. I hope you're having good weather on this March 2nd, 2024. This is our second part of our new chapter, 79, entitled "It Is Finished," of our lesson 403. I hope everyone can see the presentation in the room, dear ones. And we have a new tiny thought hymn that our dear brother will share with us for our new chapter that we are going to begin today. And the title of this tiny thought hymn is entitled, "Give Your Best to the Master," and it's number 572. Dear Brother Dick, I believe you're going to do it all over again. It's okay. It's okay.
I was practicing. Give of your best to the Master. Give of the strength of your youth. Throw your soul's fresh glowing ardor into the battle for truth. Jesus has set the example, dauntless was he, young and brave. Give him your loyal devotion, give him the best that you have. Give of your best to the Master, give of the strength of your youth. Clad in salvation's full armor, join in the battle for truth. Give of your best to the Master, give him first place in your heart. Give him first place in your service, consecrate every part. Give and to you shall be given, God his beloved Son gave. Gratefully seeking to serve him, give him the best that you have. Give of your best to the Master. Give of the strength of your youth. Clad in salvation's full armor, join in the battle for truth. Give of your best to the Master, not else is worthy his love. He gave himself for your ransom, gave up his glory above. Laid down his life without murmur, you from sin's ruin to save. Give him your heart's adoration, give him the best that you have. Give of your best to the Master, give of the strength of your youth. Clad in salvation's full armor, join in the battle for truth. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear brother. Welcome to all the precious family that are joining us. If any one of the tiny little ones, by the help of their parents, elder siblings, would like to be able to open our family meeting with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Seven blessings, everybody. Thank you, God, for the seventh day. And people took the Saturday to keep it holy. 6 days, Saturday, we do all our work. And the seventh day, the Sabbath of the Lord. People took the people who sat at the Sabbath and is at the Sabbath doing church. Jesus, we be free. Amen.
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 In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So, dear ones, it's story time. And we have a new chapter, so let's have a listening ears, dear one. And this chapter is chapter 17, entitled The Betrayal and Arrest. And our dear brother will be the one to share.
All right, let me kind of enlarge my screen, even if it does shove the rest of you off my screen. Sorry about that. The Bible verses for our lesson are taken from the book of John, chapter 18. Verses 3, 4, 5, 7, and 8. Judas then, having received a band of men and officers from the chief priests and Pharisees, cometh thither with lanterns and torches and weapons. Jesus therefore, knowing all things that should come upon him, went forth and said unto them, Whom seek ye? They answered him, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus saith unto them, I am he. And Judas also, which betrayed him, stood with them. Then asked he them, Whom seek ye? And they said, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus answered, I have told you that I am he. If therefore ye seek me, let these go their way. In other words, let the disciples go, but just take me. Oh, sorry. No traces of his recent suffering were to be seen in the Savior's steps, as a Savior stepped forth to meet his betrayer. Standing in advance of his disciples, he asked the mob, Whom seek ye? They answered, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus replied, I am he. John 18, 4 and 5. As Jesus spoke these words, the angel who had recently ministered to him moved between him and the mob. A divine light illuminated the Savior's face, and a dove-like form overshadowed him. In the presence of this divine glory, the murderous throng could not stand for a moment. They staggered back. The priests, elders, soldiers dropped as dead men to the ground. Next slide, please. The angel withdrew, and the light faded away. Jesus could have escaped, but he remained calm and self-possessed. His disciples were too much amazed to utter a word. The Roman soldiers soon started to their feet. With the priests and Judas, they gathered about Christ. They seemed ashamed of their weakness and fearful that he would escape. Again, the question was asked by the Redeemer, Whom seek ye? Again, the answer, Jesus of Nazareth. The Savior then said, I have told you that I am he. If therefore ye seek me, let these, pointing to his disciples, go their way. John 18, 7 and 9, 8. In this trial, in this hour of trial, Christ's thoughts were for his beloved disciples. He did not wish to have them suffer, even though he must go to prison and to death. Judas the betrayer did not forget the part he was to act. He came to Jesus and kissed him. And I guess later we'll find out what happened.
Amen. Thank you so much, dear brother. Next Sabbath, we'll be reviewing part one of our lesson entitled The Betrayal and Arrest in a Tiny Thought Lesson Book, The Story About Jesus. And that will take place March 9th. 2024. Welcome to all the precious family that are just coming in. It is time, dear ones, to be able to learn precious lesson in God's creation through nature. And our topic book is Mammals of the Bible. And our dear brother Josh will be the one to share.
Blessings, everyone. In today's lesson, our Bible verse is taken from the book of John chapter 4, or from the King James Version, continuing on lesson 1, A Woman at a Well. Verses 31 to 38 says, "In the meanwhile, his disciples prayed, ate him, saying, Master, eat. But he said to them, I have meat to eat that ye know not of. Therefore said the disciples one to another, Hath any man brought him aught to eat? Jesus saith unto them, My meat is to do the will of him that sent me, and to finish his work. Say not ye, There are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. And then cometh harvest? Behold, I say unto you, Lift up your eyes, and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest. And he that reapeth receiveth wages, and gathereth fruit unto life eternal, that both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. And herein is that saying true, One soweth and another reapeth. I send you to reap that whereon ye bestow no labor. Other men labored, and ye are entered into their labors." Today's lesson is about lesson 5, reproduction. And the memory verse is 2 Corinthians 5:17, and it says, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." And the character quality of the story, kindness versus harshness. Kindness is the disposition that delights in contributing to the happiness of others. Reproduction. All mammals are reproduced from a fertilized egg or eggs that develop inside the female. When the female is in heat, she mates with the male who fertilizes the egg or eggs. As new life is formed from the relationship of a male and female, so a new life is formed when a person comes into spiritual union with Christ. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. 2 Corinthians 5:17. The woman at the well formed a new life as her life united with Christ. The development and time of the egg or eggs varies with each species. Mammals are divided into 3 groups according to the way the new mammal develops from the fertilized egg. These groups are placentals, marsupials, and monotremes. An older child may wish to study this more. Continuing, God sends light to us, and if accepted, it becomes like a fertilized egg. As the development time of an egg varies with the species, so the growth of each individual's spiritual life varies. The rate of growth is determined by how quickly the person responds to each ray of light that comes. Not all the wisdom and skill of man can produce life in the smallest object in nature. It is only through the life which God himself has imparted that either plant or animal can live. So it is only through the life which God himself has imparted that either plant or animal can live. So it is only through the life from God that spiritual life is forgotten in the hearts of men. Unless a man is born from above, he cannot become a partaker of the life which Christ came to give. John 3:3 margin, Steps to Christ, page 67. God wants us to love and show kindness to our family and friends. We can encourage them by our example into the born from above relationship with Christ. And these are the 3 classified groups of the mammal who reproduce. 1, placental, a mammal that carries its offspring in the placental in the mother's body until it is born. And 2, marsupial, a mammal that carries its young in a pouch. And 3, a monotreme, a mammal that lays eggs and their offspring develops in the egg out of the mother's body. Remind, as you work together as a family, let your chores remind you of your lesson. Two, remember your lesson about spiritual sowing and reaping as you plant or harvest a garden. Here in the reinforce activities you can do to help you remember the lesson. One, look for mammals. Use your guidebook to identify them. Two, find pictures of fields being planted, ready for harvest, and being harvested to pull on your bulletin board if you have one. Three, for individual activities, stories, and poems, use the book and title Children's Bible Activity Book. Children's Bible Activities, Stories, and Poems for this quarter. Four, say amen, reverse. Markable Parenthu. He here referred to the gospel field, to the work of Christianity among the poor, despised Samaritans. His hand reached out to gather them into the garden. They were ready for the harvest. The Savior was above all prejudice or nation above. He was willing to extend the blessings and privileges of the Jews to all who would accept the light which he came to the world to bring. Caused him great joy to behold even one soul reaching out to him in the night of spiritual blindness. That which Jesus had withheld from the Jews and enjoined upon his disciples to keep secret was distinctly open before the inquiring woman of Samaria. For he who knew all things perceived that she would make a right use of her knowledge and be the means of leading others to the true faith. Fifth Cloud Commentary, page 1134. And here in these pictures are mammals that are placed in tolls. You can even find in there. And Bible verse is to remind you of. On the top left is an Indian elephant and her offspring and a calf, UB 2 Corinthians 5:17. On the top right, a lion cub, up and above it, read John 3:3. On the bottom left is a colt, or what a young donkey is called. And above it, read Isaiah 43:18-19. And on the bottom left, a lamb. And next to its picture it says three groups of developing mammals. One, placentals, two, marsupials, and three, monotremes. Which group do these animals fall into? The answer is the placentals. And these next two pictures, it says above, the reproduction of animals can remind us of a harvest in Samaria. And number on the left is an opossum, and they are marsupials since their babies are born in pouches. And on the right is a platypus, and they're among the monotreme group since they lay eggs like birds or reptiles. And I'll return the mic back to Mom.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And we will be learning a little bit more about those two groups in our review section. And remember, little ones, give all your best to the Master. Give all your strength of your youth. Glad in salvation, full armor. Joining the battle for truth. Welcome to all the precious family that are joining us. We are going to have our opening song for our chapter. It's entitled, I Will Early Seek the Savior. You can find it in the hymn book on number 71. If you would like to join us in singing the hymn, dear ones, you can unmute your mic to do so. I will early seek the Savior. I will learn no the mistake. I will follow in his footstep. I will walk the narrow way. For he loves me, yes, he loves me. Jesus loves me, this I know. Jesus loved me, died to save me. This is why I love him so.
I will hasten where he bids me. I am not too young to go. In the pathway where he leadeth, no too young is will to know. For he loves me, yes he loves me. Jesus loves me, this I know. Jesus loves me, died to save me. This is why I love him so.
He is standing at the doorway of escape from every sin. I will knock, for he has promised he will hear and let me in. For he loves me, yes, he loves me. Jesus loves me, this I know. Jesus loves me, died to save me. This is why I love him so.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear family. If any one of the elder siblings, mommies or daddies, or even our guests would like to open a family meeting with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Sabbath blessings, everybody. Thank you, God, for waking us up for this morning. Please protect us. Please protect the Sabbath way that we're going to learn. People that's here, people that's not here, that can come back to the Sabbath. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Our opening scripture to our study today is taken from the book of Matthew, chapter 26, verse 39, from the King James Version, and it reads, "And he went a little further and fell on his face and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt." This summer, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, we are going to continue with part two of a lesson entitled, It is Finished, in our study book, The Desire of Ages. If anyone would like to take the following verses, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear one.
Luke chapter 23, verse 34, King James Version. Then said Jesus, Father,
forgive
them for the
they
now
no,
not
no
not what
mm-hmm.
what
mm-hmm.
they do.
Sorry.
And they prayed,
parted
his
raiment
and Christ
cast
lots.
Good job.
Luke chapter 23, verse 35, King James Version. And the people stood beholding, and the rulers also with them
derided
him, saying, he saved others, let him save him, himself, if he be Christ, the chosen of God.
Good job.
Revelation 12:9. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him.
Revelation chapter 10. King James.
Revelation chapter 12, verse 10.
King James Version. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, Now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Today we will cover pages 759 through 761. Welcome to all the precious brethren that are coming in. We are in the desired ages, page 759. Who would like to take the first paragraph, dear one? Maybe unmute your mic to do so.
The Desire of Ages, page 759. All heaven and the unfallen worlds had been witnesses to the controversy. With what intense interest did they follow the closing scenes of the conflict? They beheld the Savior enter the Garden of Gethsemane, his soul bowed down with the horror of a great darkness. They heard his bitter cry, "Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me." Matthew 26. Verse 39. Next. Continuing. As the Father's presence was withdrawn, they saw him sorrowful with a bitterness of sorrow exceeding that of the last great struggle with death. The bloody sweat was forced from his pores and it fell in drops upon the ground. Thrice the prayer for deliverance was wrung from his lips. Heaven could no longer endure the sight, and a messenger of comfort was sent to the Son of God. Desire of Ages, page 59, paragraph 5. Amen.
Go ahead.
Reading from this book.
Go ahead, Teacher Joseph.
Thank you. Reading from the Desire of Ages, page 760. Excuse me. Heaven beheld the victim betrayed into the hands of the murderous mob, and with mockery and violence, hurried from one group tribunal to another. It heard the sneers of his persecutors because of his lowly birth. It heard the denial with cursing and swearing by one of his best loved disciples. It saw the frenzied work of Satan and his power over the hearts of men. Next slide, please.
Done. The Desire of Ages, page 760, continuing, oh, fearful scenes, the Savior seized at midnight in Gethsemane. Dragged to and from place, palace to judgment hall.
Arraigned.
rain twice before the priest. Twice before the
Sanhedrin.
Sanhedrin. Twice before Pilate, and once before
Herod.
Mocked.
Forged.
Scored.
Forged.
Scourged. Condemned. Condemned. And led out to be crucified. Bearing the heavy burden of the cross amid and the
wailing
of the daughters of Jerusalem and the jeering of the rabble. The Desire of Ages, page 760, verse 1. Paragraph 1, sorry.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good job, little ones and parents. Let's learn our first song together. And this one is a beautiful hymn entitled, Jesus Walked This Lonesome Valley. It's taken from the hymnal, number 151, and we will sing it. Jesus walked this lonesome valley. He had to walk it by himself, for nobody else could walk it for him. He had to walk it by himself. I must go and stand your trial. I have to stand it by myself, for nobody else could stand it for me. I have to stand it by myself. Jesus walked this lonesome valley. He had to walk it by himself, for nobody else could walk it for him. He had to walk it by himself. We are in the Desire Ages, page 760. Who would like to take the following paragraph, dear ones? May you unmute your mic.
Reading from Desire of Ages, page 760. Heaven viewed with grief and amazement Christ hanging upon the cross, blood flowing from his wounded temples and sweat tinged with blood, standing upon his brow. From his hands and feet, the blood fed, drop by drop, upon the rock drilled for the foot of the cross. The wounds made by the nails, gaped as the weight of his body, dragged upon his hands. His labored breath grew quick and deep. Next slide, please.
Continue.
Go, brother, please.
Continuing, as his soul panted under the burden of the sins of the world, all heaven was filled with wonder when the prayer of Christ was offered in the midst of his terrible suffering. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Luke chapter 23, verse 34. Yet there stood men formed in the image of God, joining to crush out the life of his only begotten Son. What a sight for the heavenly universe. Desire of Ages, page 76, paragraph 2.
Desire of Ages, page 760. The principalities and powers of darkness were assembled around the cross, casting the hellish shadow of unbelief into the hearts of men. When the Lord created these beings to stand before his throne, they were beautiful and glorious. Next slide, please.
Continuing. Their loveliness and holiness were in accordance with their exalted station. They were enriched with the wisdom of God and girded with the panoply of heaven. They were Jehovah's ministers, but who could recognize in the fallen angels the glorious seraphim that once ministered in the heavenly courts? Desire of Ages, page 760, paragraph 3.
Continuing, satanic agencies confederated with evil men in leading the people to believe Christ, the chief of sinners, and to make him the object of this desecration. Those who mocked Christ as he hung upon the cross were imbued with the spirit of the first great rebel. He filled them with vile and loathsome speeches. He inspired their taunts, but by all this, he gained nothing. Desire of Ages, page 760, paragraph 4. Amen.
The Desire of Ages, page 761. Could one sin have been found in Christ had he in one particular yielded to Satan to escape the terrible torture? The enemy of God and man would have triumphed. Christ bowed his head and died, but he held fast his faith and his submission to God. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength, and the kingdom of our God, and the power of his Christ. The accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. Revelation 12:10. Desire of Ages, page 761, paragraph 1. And says below, on the slide on the left, and I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now has come salvation and strength in the kingdom of God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So let us learn our last beautiful scripture song. And this one is taken from Revelation 7, verse 10, King James Version with margin. And it was taken from the section Song of the Redeemed Memory Verse CD. Dear ones, I need everyone's help. As you hear this scripture song, can you look and see how many times it was repeated? If there is something that I needed to change, because Joshi and I, we heard it 4 times. So let's have our listening ears, dear one, that maybe you can be able to help so we can correct it by God's grace. But salvation to our God. I hope your ears were better than mine. I heard like about four. If there's any way that you may hear either less, you can be able to share it with me, dear ones. But it's such a beautiful scripture song for us to remember and praise God for salvation through his death and his Father for giving us the gift, the precious gift of our Savior. So, dear ones, we are going to reserve our questions for the review section next Sabbath by God's grace. And that will be the ending of our study today. So next week we will be reviewing our second part of this new chapter. It is finished. So if any one of the little one mommies or daddies would like to be able to close with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear.
Can we bow our heads and our knees? Dear Heavenly Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy most and holy name. We thank you once more for bringing us for another Sabbath blessing. We thank you for all the little ones that participated and their families, Father. Continue to bless us. Continue to give us understanding. Can also continue to strengthen us to look back at your walk to Calvary and ascend onto the cross. Please may those lessons be hedged in our hearts and in our mind, Father. Bless us as we continue throughout this day. Continue to bless us. Continue to enrich us. May our minds and our thoughts be focused on you. Be with the speaker in the next section of our reading. Bless him and also speak through him, I pray. Thank you, Lord, for all your blessings today. In no other name but Jesus Christ, our blessed Redeemer. Amen.
In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Thank you so much, dear sister. So next Sabbath, by God's grace, we will be reviewing a chapter 79 entitled It Is Finished, Part 2, and that will take place March the 9th, 2024. We are in March, dear ones. Have a blessed and peaceful Sabbath, but before I let everyone go, I would like to leave you with this chapter and the verses and also a quotation from my youth study book. And the chapter is Isaiah 62, verse 11 to 12 from the King James, and it reads, "Behold, the Lord has proclaimed unto the end of the world, say ye to the daughter of Zion, behold, thy salvation cometh. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. And they shall call them the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord, and thou shalt be called, sought out, a city not forsaken. And from our youth study book, page 180, paragraph 1, it reads, whatever crosses they have been called to bear, whatever losses they have sustained, whatever persecution they have suffered, even to the loss of their temporal life, the children of God are amply recompensed. They shall see his face, and his name shall be in their forehead. And that is taken from Revelation 22:4. May you have a wonderful rest of the Sabbath, dear ones, and God bless.